big and tall.
I'm like, y'all are great.
Oh, so I have chunky shoes too. I have, you should see my shoe closet.
That's going to be my question to you.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is our hunka session. Today is April 19th, 23. The time is 10 a.m. and we are on day 20 of our agenda. Congressman Bickhorst, will you please say our morning prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning, dear God, Heavenly Father, in a humble manner. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we're just thankful for everything that you have done for us, dear God, Heavenly Father, and that you continue to do for us, dear God, Heavenly Father. We're blessed with beautiful weather, dear God, Heavenly Father, and we're just thankful that our children are out playing ball and doing things that with their little peers and having a good time. And just ask that you look down upon those that are in mourning, dear God, Heavenly Father, and those that are ill and maybe in the hospital or sick like that, dear God, Heavenly Father, and just ask that you bless our elders and ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
We are now on approval of the journal.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
On the first page, under bills and resolutions on first reading, on the very bottom before General Order Day 1, it says Speaker Goodfox referred ONCA 23-12 to appropriations. It needs to be ONCR.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rebar.
I'll make a motion to approve the journal for April 18th, 2023 as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? One abstention. No opposed. Carries. And we are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, colleagues, listening audience. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met yesterday for engrossment. The first bill that was considered was Bill Number ONCA 2340, an act to amend 19 ONC subsection 5-102 to prohibit contracts for professional services, consulting services, and employment from extending beyond 3 years on a month-to-month basis when substantive terms would be changed, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Eli Potts. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Bickhorst. The next bill was ONCA 2355, an act to amend the Osage Nation Boards Act at 15 ONC subsection 5-105 to require the boards to provide orientation training to new members and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Brandy Lemon. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Bickhorst. Next, the committee looked at resolution number ONCR 2307, an act to provide for an election to amend Article 7, Section 15 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation to allow appointments to be confirmed in special session. The sponsor was Congressman Joe Tillman. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, Bickhorst.
Thank you. Ma'am. We are now on reports of standing committees. Hearing none, we are now on interview of executive appointees. And the first individual that we have up is for the Osage Foundation Board. Elena is up first. If you want to come to the podium. You're a new appointee, and we just want to first start by allowing you to express yourself or anything that you wish to say to the members of Congress, and then we'll open it up to the members for questions.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I do just want to let everyone know this is the first time I've spoken this morning, so if I can't find my words, forgive me. Coffee hasn't set in either, but thank you for letting me be here, and thank you to the Osage Nation, the chief as well, for appointing me to this position. I take this position, seriously, yes, and I'm excited to be in this position.
Thank you. Members? Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Mrs. I hope I get this right. Quiton?
Quiton, yes.
All right. Quiton. could you just share with us some of your nonprofit work that you've done in the past or work experience? Thank you.
Yes, as you can see on my resume, I was on the, like I said, words aren't. Synapses aren't firing yet. Oscar Jacobson House Foundation in Norman, which is a arts foundation board. And I was on that for only a year, and that is only because I started heavily with my job at the First Americans Museum, and I didn't have time to do two major projects of getting an institution set up and on the ground.
Thank you.
Any other member? Congressman Maker?
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can.
My question was, you are familiar with the purposes of the foundation, pretty much, right?
Yes, yes. I have myself applied and was awarded the fellowship twice in the past. And my family as well also applies for lots of things, which I will abstain from that vote, and I already have had to, so.
Any other member? Congresswoman Shaw, and then Congresswoman Stabler, and then Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you had the opportunity to participate in any of the foundation's meetings yet, and what were your thoughts?
Yes, last month. I enjoyed it. It was all over the phone, so I was kind of surprised that we couldn't see each other. I felt that I would be good in this role because I'm connected to the community, and I could see that other people were not. They were not familiar with a lot of the projects that were going on, so I was able to help them in that manner.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I understand your foundation, your foundation experience and your background information, but I was just wondering if you can tell us what experience you've had with fundraising, because that's a large portion of what our foundation has to do. Can you give us a little background there?
On a very small scale, nothing major, but I can tell you that my work at the First Americans Museum, that was always an underlying thing in there, you know. I did the majority of the consultations with all the tribes for the whole museum in every area, for all the gallery spaces or exhibitions, and just making that connection with everyone. And so that was also always an underlying, we didn't quite ask them, you know, like straight out, hey, we want some money from you, but that was always there, trying to establish that connection.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Good morning.
Morning.
Glad you're here with us today.
Thank you.
So I'm kind of just a general question. So what do you feel makes a good nonprofit board member? Some qualities.
Yes. One that follows, you know, their policies, their ethics, one who believes in their mission, one who believes also in the people and, you know, their projects as well. That's a part that I'm excited to be part of. I know that for artists, you know, particularly, it's, it can be very hard to have someone believe in you, and it takes money to do a lot of things. So I'm excited to be on that other end of that.
So you mentioned the earlier conflict of interest, because we all run into that somewhere along the way in Indian country.
Yes.
So were you afforded the opportunity, do they have a conflict of interest policy? Were you afforded also, were you giving any type of training or orientation or any type of,
I've read the, I'm not sure if it's called the bylaws, but I have read everything that, excuse me, that was sent to me in that packet. So like there are even the ethics and all of that I've read.
And they included the ethics
yes.
law?
Yes, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what do you see as a challenge that our foundation just from the outside looking in, because you've been a person who's been afforded awarded fellowships, and then now you've got to go through one meeting. What do you see as some barriers and some challenges that our foundation currently faces, aside from the fact of cash infusion?
See if I can find the right words for this. There is no process for the awarded grantee to come back to the foundation and let them know how that money was spent. And that kind of concerns me. Even as an awardee myself, I was always, you know, questioned, you know, this is it. It's, they don't want anything else. They don't want to see how your money was being spent. I always found that kind of odd, because I know within a grant that it's, you are supposed to report back, you know, get some type of report. And I also just think that's kind of, on our end, that's our responsibility, and it's ethically our responsibility too, to, you know, kind of manage that money. So I would like to see something like that.
So will you be championing that cause?
Yes, or I'll be definitely asking questions why that's not, you know, so.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member? All right. Do you have any closing remarks?
No. Other than thank you very much.
Thank
you.
Have
a great day.
All right. Thank you. Next, we have the executive appointee for the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board. Good morning, Natalie. Come to the podium, and if you would like to just address the members, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Okay, well, good morning. Thank you for having me. Please feel free to ask me any questions that you may have, and I will answer as honestly as possible, and I look forward to getting to know each one of you better.
All right, thank you. Members? Congressman Potts, then Congresswoman Rebard, then Congresswoman Shaw.
Madam Speaker, I have quite a few. Would you like for me to just go one at a time, or do you want to
go ahead.
Do this by member? Or?
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Prather, for being here. And I kind of mentioned before, you're probably going to get more questions than any other appointee that we've ever had for this position. So thank you for being here, and thanks for working with us.
You're welcome.
So I'll just start at the top with mine. Could you please elaborate on how you feel about approving private air travel for casino executives?
Well, I think I'd really have to look at that on a case-by-case basis. I mean, how far are we going? You know, what's the time restriction? What's the cost? I mean, I wouldn't be a flat-out no, but I wouldn't be a flat-out yes either. I'd have to take each situation.
And taking each case-by-case, how would you feel about lending travel resources of the casino to non-casino employees?
Now, repeat that again.
How would you feel about lending travel resources? So say you do opt for private air travel, how would you ever feel about lending those resources of the casino to non-casino employees?
Well, like, would you consider, like, the board a non-casino employee? Is that what you're saying?
The board, a member of the public, an elected official.
Again, I would have to look at that on a case-by-case basis. Is it absolutely necessary? What's the cost of it? You know, what's the time restriction? And what's their purpose?
Madam Speaker, if I can continue.
Go ahead.
Do you feel that the casino should ever cover private medical treatments or spa treatments for non-casino employees?
I would say no.
Seeing that this is a no, would you ever see that as a legitimate business expense even for casino employees?
To visit the spa?
Or receive a private medical treatment?
No. I would see no reason why.
Okay. If you were ever put in the position to approve such expenditures, would you? I would hope not.
Wouldn't put it that way. No, I would say I don't think it's necessary.
Okay. In your role at Community National Bank and Trust, you've handled treasury services. So I'm sure you're aware of processes like signature verification, minimum thresholds, and other things. Have you ever been charged with establishing a process or been involved with creating policies and procedures to review the expenditures of an organization?
No.
Okay. Have you received any board training since your appointment so far?
No, I've sat in on one board meeting, which was the last one. I shadowed the one before, but I had not yet been sworn in. So I was at the last meeting. When they went into legal session, I was excused. I hadn't been confirmed. So I've really been to one meeting.
Okay. I will skip a couple here, and I may come back to them. And I see from your resume, you sit on the Ponca City Planning Commission, University Center Foundation Board, Ponca City Main Street, I think was one. Yep, there it is, Ponca City Main
Street. Well, that was a past one, Ponca City Main
okay.
Street, but I was, yeah.
And that's perfectly fine. While I hope this is a moot point because of some legislation we sent to the chief yesterday, but would you ever approve of a donation, a sponsorship, or any type of financial contribution to any entity on which you sit? To any other entity.
I'll repeat that again.
Would you ever approve of a donation, a sponsorship, or any financial contribution to any entity on which you sit outside of the Gaming Enterprise Board?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard is next, then Congresswoman Shaw is next, and then Congresswoman Stabler.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here today and working with our schedule. So yes, I think I just met you via Zoom or WebEx, what have you. So from your resume and your background, I feel like you come from a highly regulated background with banking. And I'm sure you understand that the position you'll be serving also is highly regulated. Through the Gaming Commission.
And I've often said that's probably the one profession that's more regulated than banks would be gaming.
Yes, ma'am. And so with that in mind, and I just wanted to see, and this could be another colleague's question, but since we're going to take this position and you've attended one meeting, have they provided you with, besides our questionnaire and the documents that we sent you from Congress, has the board or the chief's office provided you with any of the their current bylaws or legislation?
Only what I received, the packet in the mail.
Okay.
With the questionnaire.
Okay. And would you support having orientation and training as a new board member?
I would. I mean, that's not uncommon with many boards, and it's actually can be very helpful.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Tell me how your experience throughout your lifetime of working applies to being a member of the Gaming Enterprise Board and how you feel like you will be in the best position to assist that board.
Well, I really have no experience in gaming. I was honest about that when they approached me about being on the board. Now, in my previous banking experience, we did have some tribal clients, so I was familiar, with the industry to some extent, but I'm not familiar with gaming at all, but I'm a rule follower. I like to think that I'm a team player. I'm not necessarily a yes person. I, think on my own, and, I like to think that collective minds, we can all come to an agreement, but, I know very little about gaming other than it is highly regulated.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Probably a little bit along the lines of what Congresswoman Shaw was just asking, but I wanted to ask, what traits do you think you can bring to the board? I know you've only attended one meeting, so I don't want to say that you feel that they need, but what are your strengths in coming to this board?
Well, I've served on a number of boards, but I tend to think of myself as a free thinker. I like to bring something positive to the board. I think that, many diverse personalities and voices that we have, that's good. I don't expect everybody to necessarily think like me, but I do feel like I have something to offer, and I will speak up when asked, and, I will treat everyone with respect and dignity, and I expect the same.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, Ms. Prather. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
So thank you for being here this morning. Okay. And first off, have you been following what's been going on with our casino?
You mean that we're building two casinos and then we have one at Lake in the Ozarks that we're trying to get off the ground?
That and also the current situation that we have with the Osage Casino Board, the gaming board, and with the Gaming Commission, and have been following the Osage News.
Yes, and I have, that's really where I've got my information is from the Osage News. I've sat in on one meeting. They did go into a legal session at last meeting, and I was not a part of that.
Were you brought up to speed after you were allowed to be in on the meetings concerning the situation between at the casino at this point in time?
Like what specifically are you asking?
Have you been brought up to the speed on the legal side of what's going on your, I don't want you to tell me what's going on your all's side, but have you been brought up to speed on where the gaming board is right now as concerning the gaming commission?
Well, I know that the other members are being fined.
Okay. Do you know that they, and so that's as much as you know at this point?
That's pretty much when I left the legal session, when I was excused, because I was not yet confirmed.
Okay. And so do you have your permanent gaming license now?
I do not. I have my temporary, but I do not have my permanent.
Okay. And how many days are we from that?
I have no idea. I don't know how long that takes. I mean, I've had my temporary one. Well, I have it in here. Will it have a date on, for probably about a month? So okay. I'm not certain what the timeline is on that permanent one. That was a question I also had.
Okay. Do you know anyone personally that works at the casino in any capacity whatsoever?
I know Jennifer Swords manages the one in Ponca City. I'm familiar with her.
Okay.
I know Laramie Freeman that works there as well, because okay. I worked with her mother at the bank. But other than that, I'm not familiar with anyone.
Okay. So I'm a huge proponent for training, and there's legislation that's going to be voted on today that's going to hopefully pass, that is going to require the boards to offer orientation and basically onboarding for any new members. It may not affect you because it may not go into effect at the time, but so I'm a big proponent of that because I feel like we haven't, as a people and as a nation, supported our own people in learning their responsibilities and expectations and their role as a board member. And so have you been briefed on our ethics law? Have you had the time to be able to read that?
I have read through the paperwork, yes, that was sent to me with my application and the questionnaire.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I think orientation, board orientation that helps you set someone up for success. Knowledge is power, and like I said, I don't have a lot of experience in the gaming industry, so if I, had the opportunity to sit in on an orientation of sorts, I would welcome that.
So currently, you come from a background, thank you, ma'am, for that. You come from a background that's highly regulated, going into another area that is probably a notch more, or quite a bit more regulated. What are your thoughts on Osage Nation Gaming Commission being who you answer to, basically, as far as regulations go?
How do I feel about answering to them?
Yes, and complying with the laws, the code, and being in compliance with them.
Yeah, I have no problem. If that's a structure that's set up, I have no problem. I'm kind of a rule follower person, so I would have no problem with that.
So whenever you got in a, let's say hypothetically you got into a situation where you were a board member and you hold the gaming license as a single person who owns that, who has been given and approved for that licensure. Mm-hmm. And if you get into a situation where you have to answer questions concerning your licensure and your role, because it is your license and not a board license.
Right.
Would you speak on your own, get your own attorney, or would you let the board chair do all that for you?
Gosh, I sure hope it would never come to that. Gosh, I would just have to wait to see the situation arise. I don't know that I would need my own attorney. I mean, I would want to, you know, work with the board if possible, but if I felt that that wasn't in my best interest, you know, perhaps I would, given the situation.
Is it your understanding that your gaming license is yours and yours alone as a member of the board, but not a board license?
Yes, I understand that's mine. And it could be revoked at any time. You know, any one person's could be revoked at any time, correct?
Well, I mean, it has to go through a due process.
Right, right. But I mean, it's not a collective that, you know, if as the board, it's one gaming license, they're individual.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. And it is your belief that it is the individual who holds the licensure, not the entire board as a whole.
That, from my perspective right now, yes.
Okay. So tell us, what's giving you the want and need, or the, you know, telling me why you want to serve on Osage Nation Gaming Board?
Well, to be honest, I really had not given it much thought. I got a phone call a couple of months ago, asked if I would consider, you know, being a part of the board. I said I had to take a few days to think about it because I had recently retired. My husband had just turned 70, you know, so we're getting up there, at least him. So we talked about it, and, you know, the tribe is something that has always interested me. I've not been a large, you know, part of it. My grandfather, Joe Colby Sr., he was on the Osage Indian Council at one time, so it was always something that was kind of a part of our family. So when I sat down and thought about it, and I was retired, and I thought, you know, this is a challenge that I would, you know, enjoy taking on.
Thank you, Ms. Prather. I appreciate you saying a challenge, because that's where I feel personally. I can't speak for anybody else here, but we have a trust issue with the gaming board at this point in time. I personally do. And so I don't trust at this point. It's gone, and I hope that it can get back, and I hope that through legislation and through conversations that we continue to have with them. And so that's probably why, you know, my questions might seem a little bit more pointed, and I don't mean any disrespect whatsoever.
And I honestly don't take it that way. I mean, I want you to feel free to ask me questions. I will answer as honestly as possible, and I will not take it personally, because I know enough to know that this is a challenging time.
Thank you very much. That's all I have.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rivard, then Congressman Potts.
Okay, thank you. I just had a couple of more questions. So you realize the board you're sitting on is suing the Gaming Commission at this time.
I knew that they were being fined. So obviously, when I stepped out of legal, that's what's transpired.
Okay, because those are two different things. So I just want to make sure that you know that.
And I'm not, you know, fully abreast of all of that information. Like I said, when they went into legal session, I was excused because I had not been confirmed. So you may speak to things that I really have no knowledge of.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that when you, you know, take your seat, that you understand you're part of your board is suing the Gaming Commission. And so also I wanted to know about the, you know, the dollars that the Gaming Enterprise Board generate are for the people, and they come back to the government. And that money is determined on the front end through a projection. And then at the end of the year, we revisit the actuals after the audit's been performed, what we call true up. Mm-hmm. And so we've had a hard time maybe the last year because of the trust mentioned by Congresswoman Lemon, where the enterprise doesn't really want to work with the Congress. It seems like we're always, it's a challenge to get more money, even though we can see there's more money available. And, but we're here on behalf of the people saying the money belongs to our people. It's actually in law. And it describes what that money's for. I'm just wondering what your opinion is about what the purpose is of the money from gaming.
Well, I feel like we all have the same common goal, and that's these monies are to, you know, work for the people of the Osage Nation and the programs that we have. So I look at us all kind of as one team. Maybe I'm being naive right now, but I just think, you know, we all have the same common goal, and that's for the Osage Nation to prosper and, you know, to have monies to funnel into our tribal programs.
Okay, one question and I'll be done.
Continue.
Thank you. So you said you're not familiar with the gaming industry on this level, but are you a gamer? Do you go to the casino and game?
You know, I've had a couple players cards. I really don't even go to the casino that often. Sometimes if I have friends that, you know, want to go and it's somebody's birthday, I'll go with them, and I consider, you know, whatever I play, that's my entertainment money. I'm kind of a girl that likes a tangible item, such as shoes. So when I see it going away quickly, you know, I'm like, oh gosh, that could have bought a pair of shoes. So no, I'm not a big gamer. You know, I do have a player's card from the Osage Casino and I think the Oto Missouri Tribal Casino. I have one from them too, but no, I rarely go to the casino.
Okay, well, I'm a gamer. I love to game, I'm just saying.
I really like to watch my friends who like to game. They kind of rub on the, you know, the
I don't do that.
And talk to it, and you know, I'm entertained by that. I'll tell you that.
Thank you.
Congressman Potts, then Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And this kind of echoes on some of the topics Congresswoman Lemon and Congresswoman Rivard have touched on. It's more a question of the board, not necessarily of you, but I wanted to confirm, when we received your nomination in February, I believe we sent a packet. That packet included Open Meetings Act, the Ethics Law, and the Gaming Reform Act. I heard something earlier, and I want to confirm, you've not received the bylaws from the board.
I have my board packet, so yes, the notebook, the thick notebook that has the bylaws in it, yes.
And I'm not sure what all's in it, but you have received documents from the board?
Yes, at our last board meeting, I received that.
All right, mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to confirm. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Speaker. So I'm going to be honest with you. I advocate absolutely for members that have gaming experience to be on our gaming board. Huge responsibility, the gaming industry, tribal gaming is very complex and regulated, as you stated. So nothing personal, but I am trying to do a better job because it's been told to us by constituents, especially with everything going on, that we need to do a better job of vetting candidates or appointees for the gaming board. So if I seem hesitant about your appointment, that's why, just because the lack of gaming experience and even the lack of being someone who plays. And it's interesting you say that because, you know, when you talk about shoes, when I play, I'm like, Mama needs some new shoes.
You must be luckier than I am. That's all I have to say.
Actually, I'm not. But, but that, I certainly understand that. But I want to go back to the conflict of interest. You mentioned that you are familiar with the general manager in Ponca City. Are there any other relationships that we would need to be concerned about on the board, executives, anything?
Well, not that I can think of. The only board member that I am even familiar with or knew is Claudette Carnett. She is actually a distant relative on my grandmother, Tarian was her maiden name, side of the family. But Jeff and Bruce, I wasn't familiar with them before. I've, you know, sat on a couple of, I shadowed one meeting and then I was in on the last one. And I.
Go ahead.
Any of the casino executives?
I mean, I'm familiar with the names because a couple are Rivard, so I'm very familiar with that last name. But other than knowing them before now, I know.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anyone else? Anything in closing?
No, I just, you know, I look forward to working, you know, with each of you. No, I don't have a lot of gaming experience. I want to be honest about that. I feel like we're all working for the same common goal. I hope to, you know, bring something to the board that's of value and, you know, run it as a business that you know, we're in the business of making money.
Thank you. We appreciate your time and thank you for being here. We are now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Congresswoman Stabler. You are dismissed if you want to leave. You can stay or you can leave. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read an ONCA 2361, an act to amend to reduce the appropriation to executive branch and the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the continuation completion of Coronavirus Aid Relief Economic Security Act projects by the amount of $615,908 and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Continue, please.
I'd also like to read ONCA 2362 to amend ONCA 2214 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $615,908 in the American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects for the Harvest Land and Butcher House and to establish an alternate effective date. And also reading ONCR 2313 to a resolution to revise and approve the fiscal year annual 2023 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Thank you.
At this time, the speaker will entertain a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 2361 and ONCA 2362 and ONCR 2313 to first reading on today's agenda.
Move. Second.
Thank you. Oh, all of those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes. And we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. Reading ONCA 2360, an act to authorize $47,500 of residual assets in the capital asset fund to be utilized for fencing by historic preservation to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading ONCA 2361 to amend ONCA 2161 to reduce appropriation to the executive branch in American Rescue Plan Act funds for the continuation and completion of coronavirus aid, relief, and economic security projects by the amount of $615,908 and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reading ONCA 2362 to amend ONCA 2214 to provide supplemental appropriation in the amount of $615,908 in American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects of the Harvest Land and Butcher House and to establish an alternate effective date. And finally, ONCR 2313, a resolution to revise and approve the fiscal year 2023 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Thank you.
Thank you. ONCA 2360 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2361 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2362 will be assigned to appropriations. And ONCR 2313 will be assigned to appropriations. We are now on general order day one. Seeing none, we are on general order day two. Seeing none, we are on general order day three. Seeing none, we are on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCR 2307 is a resolution to provide for an election to amend Article 7, Section 15 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation to allow appointments to be confirmed in special sessions. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. How do you wish to proceed? Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. ONCR 2307 allows for appointees to be confirmed in a special session. I think a lot of us have been here long enough to be put in that awkward situation. For example, after our session is adjourned, and if there was an appointee made next week or the week after, we weren't allowed to confirm those appointees until the next regular session, which is 6 months down the road. What this does is allow us to confirm those in a special session, either called by executive or it could be even called by us. So I look at the Constitution, and anytime you're looking at to amend, it's a big deal. It's important. And so I don't take this lightly. It's something that I think is important to us. I think the framers of our Constitution intended us to continue to develop and work and amend and adjust the Constitution as we go forward. And that's what this does. So, and I do want to mention Speaker Good Fox for your support. We had two very similar resolutions on the table, and she decided to work with me, and I appreciate that effort from you. So hope I have your support so that we can add this resolution to the ballot in June of 2024. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. This requires 10 votes. Roll call. The question is, shall ONCR 2307 pass?
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox?
Yes. It passes Congress, and the next stop is to the Osage people on their ballot. We are now on ONCA 2340, an act to amend 19 ONC 5-102 to prohibit contracts for professional services, consulting services, and employment from extending beyond 3 years on a month-to-month basis when substantive terms would be changed, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2340 pass?
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Keene?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
No.
Congresswoman Rivard?
No.
Second Speaker Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Speaker Good Fox?
No. It fails. We are now on ONCA 2355, an act to amend the Osage Nation Boards Act at 15 ONC 5-105 to require the boards to provide orientation training to new members and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any member wish to speak for or against? Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Thank you, sponsor, Congresswoman Lemon, for this bill. What I'm seeing, and I'm very happy to say as I stand here, that Deer and Hunka, there's been a lot of action taken towards the situation that's still at hand with our Gaming Enterprise Board. And I'm just glad to see that we're addressing it through law, that's our job, and through appropriation. And I just feel very good about this bill in that it addresses something that we have found to be a void and a loophole. The entities before us and around us are described in our Constitution. I feel that in the discussions and with board members and attending board meetings, what I am finding is a lack of education in even how our government works. They're not familiar, some of them, with our code. They're not familiar with our government and how we work, how we operate. They're not familiar with the each role of each branch. And I feel that this is going to take us to a different level to educate the, not us as a Congress, but to that this bill will allow them that respect that they deserve. And I would urge and hope that Chief Standing Bear agrees to this and signs this and also makes this a priority. I feel like for the last 2 years and as a former board member, I know it's possible. I feel like we've declined in our effort to provide the education to our board members. I think it strengthens us as a government and as a nation. I think, as mentioned by Ms. Prather, knowledge is power. But if you don't understand your role as an elected officer to a board, it's hard to make good decisions on behalf of our people. So I'll be voting yes. And again, thank you, Congresswoman Lemon, for sponsoring this bill.
Any other member? Seeing none, Congresswoman Lemon, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and good morning, Assistant Chief Walker, members of Congress, and those listening in the audience also. Thank you, Congressman Rebard, for your support and your words. I hope that if this passes, that it makes it clear that all board members and commission members know that they're required to go through an orientation process, or hopefully it includes onboarding, and hopefully it includes, affords them the opportunity to understand that the organization, that they're coming into, an introduction to that organization, an initiation to their board and commission service. I hope that it gives them the and helps them understand the mission and, clarification on future time and financial demands that they're going to be under, especially with going toward our gaming board. It also helps to get the individuals that are going to be new members to commissions and boards. It gives them the opportunity to also get to know the other members and understand the work culture and what they're coming into. And it gives them a foundation of education, and especially for the coming years, what to expect as and their expectations are what are required. It's also a chance, which I feel that we haven't been very good at, in giving supportive action to the board members and our commission members to speed up the learning curve, and what they're going to be, doing as a new member, and to quickly get them engaged in board activities. It also ensures that each of them is functioning within their, you know, the same framework and within the same instructions. All of them are on the same page at, you know, at all times. And orientation basically just, it as a whole, it benefits the boards as a team by providing an official launch of new partnerships and relationships. And based on, you know, our current situation that we have, we talk about the gaming, but there's other things that we've seen with other board members that we haven't been exactly supportive in their initiation into their service. And I want to afford them that opportunity. I think we owe them that opportunity and that we don't set them up for failure. And a lot of times our ideas are great about what we want to do, but how we get there and what support we give them relies a lot on some of the things that we can do here or that can be done in policy, that can be done in bylaws. And so my hope is that this you know, goes forth and that it also brings about the thoughts of, you know, orientation is important, but continual training, either on an annual basis to be abreast of and to be more efficient of situations and abreast of situations that are going and coming up concerning their board and what's going on as far as the commissions, and just basically let them know that there is a foundation that you're going to be able to stand on and hopefully be as knowledgeable as possible. So I hope that you can support this piece of legislation, and thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2355 pass?
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on confirmation of appointees.
I make a motion to appoint Paul B. Moore to the Utility Authority Board for a term of 3 years.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion about the appointee?
I have a question, Speaker, and if I'm out of line, please let me know.
Go ahead.
I don't know how many members sit on the utility board. Is it three, a minimum of three?
Yes.
Okay. How many are currently on the board right now? Three? And we have two up for appointment today?
Yes.
Thank you.
There is a motion and a second to confirm Paul Beemore to the Utility Authority Board. Is there any discussion about the appointee? Hearing none, roll call.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Thank you. Paul Beemore has been confirmed to the Utility Authority Board.
I make a motion to confirm Mr. Gary Bird to the Utility Authority Board for a term of 3 years.
Second.
A motion and a second to confirm Mr. Bird to the Utility Authority Board. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman? Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Mr. Byrd has been confirmed to the Utility Authority Board. We are now in motions and notices.
Speaker, government ops will meet immediately following session until noon.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to notice that Health and Social Services will meet today from 1 until 3 p.m.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congressman Hamilton.
I make a motion to approve the following citation of commendation. Whereas Galen Clavier Jr. was an Osage citizen who was proud of his heritage and his ties to Osage Nation. And whereas Galen Clavier Jr. faithfully served his country, the United States Army, for 5 years after World War II. And whereas Galen Clavier Jr. served California local schools and a college as an educator throughout his career of 30 years. Whereas Galen Clavier Jr. was known for a loving husband, father, grandfather, and friend, and whereas Galen Clavier Jr. was elected chairman of the United Osages of Southern California in 1987, and he served in that capacity for 20 years. And whereas Galen Clavier Jr. earned the admiration and respect of his colleagues and the members of the Osage Nation Congress, past and present, for his leadership, dedication, and years of service to the Osage people.
Second.
Second.
That is your motion, and that is a second, several seconds. Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Passes, thank you. Thank you, Congressman Hamilton, for doing that. Congressman King.
I'd like the Government Ops Committee meeting to start at 11:12. Thank you.
11:12. Any other motions or notices? Congresswoman Stabler?
I'd like to make a motion to place Natalie Prather on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation to the Gaming Enterprise Board.
Second.
Motion and a second to place Natalie Prather on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move to place Wilena Quinton on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation to the Osage Foundation Board.
Second.
Second.
Motion and a second. All of those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any
abstain?
One abstention. Any opposed say no. It passes, and we will have two appointees on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation. Just a quick recap of how the next couple of days hopefully will play out. We have a GovOps meeting today, and tomorrow I would like for us to fast track whatever comes out of GovOps today, and so that Rules and Ethics can have those three pieces of legislation on Friday's agenda to vote on, and then tomorrow appropriations meets with the rest of what has been assigned to that committee of jurisdiction. We will need to report out that on Friday, fast track, and then Rules and Ethics can spend the remainder of Friday afternoon engrossing. Monday is our scheduled last day of session, and we should be able to come in, vote out the remainder of the bills, finish up with any confirmations that we may have, because culture has a meeting tomorrow as well, and then caucus, and then also elect officers on Monday. That's the plan. It may not go that way. If it doesn't go that way, then we have all the required signatures we need to extend session. But the way that it's looking, we won't need to do that. So, all right. The next item on our agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
It passes. We're adjourned until 10 a.m. Thank you.
You're going to get it one of these days, Billy. One of these days you're going to get it.